Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 28, Polokwane 29.
In Parkton at St Andrews Road, traffic lights are working at Victoria Avenue.
The Independent Police Investigative Directorate have arrested 6 Ekurhuleni Metro Police officers in Boksburg for alleged robbery and defeating the ends of justice. The officers are attached to the drug unit and allegedly robbed a Congolese national of an undisclosed amount of money. Here's IPED spokesperson Lizzie Shubing.
They requested his identification documents to confirm if he was legal in the country, of which he did. After the verification process, they drove with him to his house in one of the estates in Boksburg, where they searched the house without a search warrant and confiscated an amount of money found in the premises.
The police ministry has confirmed it received a list of farm attacks submitted by AfriForum in response to the minister's call for evidence supporting their claim that the official crime statistics underreported the number of farm murders, particularly those of farm owners. The lobby group has accused the police of either being uninformed or wanting to downplay the scale of farm murders in the country. In the third quarter crime stats released last month, only one farm murder was reported. Now, while the Northwest Province has registered a 3.9% drop in the number of criminal cases reported, illegal mining remains a thorn in the side of authorities. Community Safety MEC Vessels Morweng.
Just as we're having a collective sigh of relief on the back of the Stilfontein operation success, another similar challenge ran its head elsewhere in the province. The Valumkodi operation had recently arranged 22 illegal minor suspects in Bujanala district. Of a particular interest is that the nationalities of the arrested are no longer just from Africa, but from Asia as well.
For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. Postbank has to date issued over 900,000 new black cards to SASSA beneficiaries. This was revealed by Postbank CEO Nikki Bengwashe. She briefed Parliament on the process of the replacements of the SASSA gold cards. The Social Development Department is phasing out the gold cards for, among others, improved security features. A study conducted by the Bureau of Market Research has found that many consumers use their two-pot retirement withdrawals to settle outstanding debt. These include overdue balances for clothing, furniture, cell phone contracts and educational loans. Senior researcher at the Bureau for Market Research, Yaku Lisa Meiring.
It basically means that our consumers prioritize debt repayments over new purchases for those items as well. On cell phone contracts and education loans, it was almost, we could only see a dip and then it increased again. So it was that almost that one-time repayment used instead of a continuous repayment for that type of credit.
And the city of Cape Town has launched a marketing campaign targeting Indian travellers to attract a greater share of the country's rapidly growing outbound tourism and investment market. Travelport is projecting that India's outbound travel market will reach 39 million people by 2028. Here's Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Growth, James Foss.
We're embarking on a trade mission to India to showcase Cape Town and engage with tourism and business leaders and motivate for a direct flight route.
I'm Chanel Zutphen-Bennett vir die hoofnuus. Die SS Ekurhuleni Metro Polisie beamptes is in Boksburg vir afpersing en roof in hegtenis geneem.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
5, 6, 5, 6.